I would like to get your option about that. So in my teens have trouble having a hard time putting out trust in God because of all the struggles they go through. So what do you think about that?
I think that's honestly due to our culture nowadays. Like with our culture, it's very secular. We don't have that many Christian influences, I guess you could say. A lot of movies are secular, like they're have foul language and these secular ideas, and also our access to the internet, that I think influences it a lot. Because whenever we have all this unlimited access to the internet, we can also pretty much find sources and listen to people who aren't necessarily the best and are unfactual, and that can kind of waver some people's faith. And a lot of times it's because of a not so strong foundation. I think that's partially responsible for some of the churches, because some churches, I mean, are excellent. I'm not trying to diss them, but some churches just kind of go with emotions or kind of try to fit in with the world. But I think that we should be focusing more on God's Bible fitting in rather than, like, I mean, I'm trying to say is rather than us trying to conform to the world, we take God's standards and put them above the world's standards. And I think that that would help educate more people. What about you?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. One of the things I think about is, as you said, the electronics in our world is something that even I would admit that we use way too much, and sometimes
Oh,
we
yeah.
don't want to we put that as a force as an idol, and we look up things we don't want to. We hang out with friends that'll bring us down. As one of main reasons why I think teens as this year have one of the main troubles of coming to know him more.
Yeah, I'm You go ahead.
You can go ahead.
Okay. So, like, I think it's, like I said, I think it's a foundation type thing, because whenever you're young, your brain develops, you learn new skills. Like, pretty much throughout your teen years, you're learning totally new things, and this is the time whenever you develop. So, whenever you start out, you obviously don't have any faith, you're not with God. And then once you become a Christian, if you actually become a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. But I think that a lot of people struggle to make a foundation after that initial faith type thing. And sometimes it's vague, that faith, in some people. But I think that they're just not, it's partially on them and partially on other people, because I think we need to focus more on how to combat the world's views, rather than, constant storytelling from the Bible over and over and over. I think we should try to focus on how to defend our faith and how the faith is, or our faith is accurate, because you'll find that in the real world, a lot of times there's a whole bunch of articles or a whole bunch of other things that if you are not grounded in your faith, you can easily go away from it, because there's these professors that use these big words and use all these scientific terms and do this quote unquote evidence and show it to you. And it can really make a lot of people turn away from faith, especially if they don't know anything about the Bible. But I think, like I said, it's very important to educate the youth on defending your faith, because without knowing how to defend it, then you can't have faith, or you can easily lose it. Is what I'm trying to say, or turn away from it.
As Proverbs 3:5 is one of my most favorite Bible verses. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." That's one of the other things I like to bring up, is that we tend to trust on our own and what other people say. We
Very
tend to
true.
trust on what the world says, not him. That's one reason why lot of teens sometimes, I think most at this age, struggle to keep a faith in him because we don't know who to run to.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, even I will admit that, like, over the summer, I was struggling through a lot of stuff because I did not put my faith in him. I was constantly trying to figure out where I was going to. I thought he wasn't speaking to me because if you think that he's doing that's because you're blocking him out. I realized over the time I was blocking him, like the stuff in the the money, idols, games, all that stuff. That'll be your idol way too much. And if you constantly do it, that'll become your idol and you will stop like having communication with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
like you said, lean not on your own understanding. Like that's very true. I mean, the Bible teaches that the heart is above all things wicked and only evil comes out of it. So like when we follow our own intentions and don't trust in God, that's whenever we can waver from faith and we can, even if we don't even know it at the time, but in like hindsight, see that we were rejecting God pretty much and putting ourselves in front of him, that's when evil can really sprout and we can turn away from God. But one of the most important things for Christians, at least teens, at least in my experience, and I know in lots of people's experience, is that just try to open the Bible every single day or get like a 365 day Bible read through, because nothing that you, or like everything that you learn in church, like there's nothing to compare it to, like when actually reading the Bible, because the Bible, like, you can't preach God's word in a way that God intended it to be preached. Like, his word is just so good that you'll learn so much and your faith will just grow and become stronger.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And that's also one thing I also want to bring up is just you need to pick like good friends that'll help you
Oh, for
lead.
sure.
Yeah, I help you lead towards him because I hope I like all 1,000 people and 1,000 dollars daily. So the friends you hang out with, they will change you no matter what, or they will try.
Yeah. Definitely good influences are key because I mean that's a pretty much it's like the same thing as like what am I trying to say? Like whenever you watch movies, let's say, that are secular or something, or you really adore something like that, you'll start to see that if you're not grounded in your faith, you'll start to lean towards those ideas or start doing those things, like let's say cursing for one example. Lots of people go to cursing because they hear it in movies, they think it's cool or whatever. Same thing with like bad influences. If you're just hanging around bad influences all day, I mean, you'll start to think that's normal, and then you'll be gradually, without even knowing sometimes, starting to go into evil and go turning away from God.
Yeah, that's one reason with is that one two things I want to bring up is like, well, one, pick a friend that will help you lead you help you lead to Christ and help you that through your hard times and that will support you. Two is pick a church that will not change the gospel but keep it as it is. A lot of churches out there, they will try to change the Bible into their own worldview or try and change it.
Yeah. I totally agree with a good friend that is grounded in their faith. That's like very important. Or like a youth pastor or something. And like you said, a good church is very crucial, getting that community. And to find one of those good churches, I mean, it sometimes takes time to know if they're a good church, and sometimes it's just like, oh, I know that's not a good church because they're teaching what's not in the Bible. But to find a good church, you have to double check what they're saying. You know, if you see that they're teaching things that don't sound right or go against God's word, you instantly need to leave there. But like you were saying, good youth pastors and friends, like they'll help guide you through your journey and your faith and help you if you're struggling. Just message them or talk to them because they will be more than glad to talk to you throughout the struggles and And it could really save you from going into evil and turning from God.
Yep. Well, I don't want to keep this up so long, so I will let you hang out. But is there anything you would like to say before we head out?
No, I think that's about it.
Yep. Just remember the one thing is that pick good friends, and if you're struggling with yourself, go to a friend that you know you can trust. Just you can go to your parents, go to your pastor, like, you know, no matter what, go to someone, like, or just go to someone you can trust. That's one of the main things if you're struggling with something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on this episode. See you next time.
Yeah, anytime.